Dictation for Jane, J-A-N-E Sweeney, S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. May 1451. Address as a letter to Dr. Lobert, L-O-U-B-E-R-T, at Pace, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Dr. Lobert, a consultation for Mrs. Sweeney comes accompanied with a very close friend, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, as patient unfortunately has early symptoms of vascular dementia. She was just admitted, she's been at least three times or more in the emergency room over the last few months, most of them for urinary tract infection, other ones for syncope and falling episode. Recently admitted to Midland on January the 12th. Because of syncopal episode. She lives alone, does not drive. She gets help from the community, and I believe commission of agent. Appetite is down, probably 35 pounds, denies vomiting, dysphagia, has chronic diarrhea without bleeding, no abdominal pain. There has been chronic incontinence nocturia, multiple episodes of urinary tract infection, no cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, ulcers, no symptoms of claudication, multiple episodes of falling, fainting, sounds like syncope. She denies having chest pains or palpitations at that time, does not use oxygen. No increase of dyspnea, but mobility is restricted. No gross orthopnea, PND, or sleep apnea. No skin rash or bruises. No headaches. Supposed to be using a walker, but she refuses, only a cane. She's aware of kidney abnormalities for many years, until recently has been seeing Dr. Salameh, S-A-L-A-M-E-H. Next paragraph, the past medical history for rheumatoid arthritis follows with Dr. Laines, L-A-Y-N-E-S, on biological treatment, diagnosed in 2015, biological treatment 3 years ago. Heavy smoker and the Laines COPD, sleep apnea, but refuses to use CPAP machine. COPD, no sleep apnea documented, does have hypertension, no diabetes. There has been prior stroke, prior atrial fibrillation, no reported procedure for coronary artery disease. They are not aware of rheumatic fever endocarditis. She's been told about congestive heart failure. She's been told about peripheral vascular disease. Recent carotid dopplers, not severe. A stroke about 2 years ago. No seizures, they are not aware of chronic liver disease, no active gastrointestinal bleeding, apparently no kidney stones, does have also gout. Next paragraph, surgeries for gallbladder hysterectomy, patient still has ovaries. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to codeine and duloxetine, D-U-L-O-X-E-T-I-N-E. Next paragraph, she starts smoking. Age 18, 2 packs a day, discontinued 2017. Heavy alcohol abuse, discontinued 2 years ago. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, I review the most recent discharge medications, but the close friend Linda believes this is not complete. I'm going to highlight that that she's been on choric thyroid replacement, allopurinol, Abilify, Wellbutrin, B12, Prozac, Humira, folic acid, potassium, albuterol, Symbicort inhaler, Hydralazine, Plavix, Atrovent. Next paragraph. Her weight is 173. Blood pressure, could not hear it on the right side, on the left, 110.74. Sitting position, standing, 104.64, and later 100 over 60. She is poor historian, decreased hearing, chronically ill, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, minor carotid bruise, COPD abnormalities, although distant clear, no gross RAL, Wyss's pleural effusion, today on physical exam, sinus rhythm, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, very distant breath sounds, abdomen not distended, no palpable liver spleen, minor femoral bruits, decreased pulses popliteal, acceptable dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, I do not see edema, there is no ischemic changes gangrene, no gross tremors or focal deficits, no rigidity or involuntary movements, severe deformity of the joints on the hand, MCP, proximal distal interphalangeals, some deformity, no clubbing, some soft tissue nodularities, mostly on MCV. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. In one of the recent emergency room evaluation, January 6, creatinine was 3.1. Since then, it has gone down to 2.8, 1.7, and 1.8 at the time of discharge. GFR 28 stage 4, sodium low 134, normal potassium acid base, low albumin 3.1, corrected calcium normal, magnesium running initially normal, presently low. Liver function test not elevated, normal glucose, recent cardiac enzymes negative, pro-BNP 600, 700, normal B12 folic acid, iron levels has not been done, anemia 9.8, normal white blood cell platelets, MCV 98, recent suppressed TSH with normal free T4, November elevated PTH 197, normal hemoglobin A1C, no diabetes, normal ketone bodies, C-reactive protein December not elevated, coronavirus negative, urine no activity for blood or protein, no cells or significant bacteria. In 2019, kidney ultrasound, small, 8.8, 8.4. There was no stones or obstruction. There was a cyst on the right side. This was evaluated by a CT scan, abdomen 2019, repeating 2020, urology, Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, nothing to indicate malignancy. November last year, repeat kidney ultrasound, again small kidneys, 8.4, 8.2, right and left. There is a CT scan of the head in the recent past. Advanced chronic small vessel ischemic changes. Encephalomalacia, left frontal lobe that extends to the insular cortex, also another infarct on the right cerebellum, Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, progressive over time, associated to small kidneys without obstruction, long-term history of hypertension. This most likely represents hypertensive nephrosclerosis. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis, and prior documented no obstruction or urinary retention. Chemistry is to be done in a regular basis. Discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. We will advise in terms of potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, or treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism and anemia. Next number, a smoker without respiratory failure or oxygen. Next number, prior heavy alcohol abuse without persistent liver abnormalities. Next number, a stroke as indicated above with evidence of memory issues, vascular dementia. Next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation presently appears to be on sinus rhythm. And the most recent echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, no significant valve abnormalities, minor enlargement of the atria. Next number, low-level carotid artery disease and probably peripheral vascular disease. Next number, multiple falls, some degree of blood pressure drop on standing. It did reach 10 points diastolic drop. That could be a contributing factor on top of the instability from her stroke. She is following with you, and I believe cardiology to be seen. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis of the hands with deformity on biological treatment. Next paragraph, comments. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. We will double check if she is or not on ACE inhibitors. We advise against anti-inflammatory agents. We will monitor this over time. I will keep you posted. End of dictation.